Good morning and welcome to Front Row Center, the Montana Public Radio Weekly Arts Interview. I'm Michael Marsalek. I'm visiting with a couple of folks in the Flathead Valley today. We're talking about First Night Flathead 2014, presented by the Daily Interlake, the First Night celebration taking place in the Flathead Valley and also in our listening area in Missoula, of course, on New Year's Eve, and even in the Spokane area. First Night Flathead is in its 15th year. We're talking with a couple of folks involved with this year's event. Jill Redman is one of the organizers involved with public relations and design for First Night Flathead, and also one of the musicians, recording artist, and songwriter Luke Dowler. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
First Night is a celebration of the arts and an event that started in Boston many years ago. I certainly know a bit of that story, a bit of the history. But tell me a little bit, Jill, about First Night Flathead in the sense that you really tried to take over downtown Kalispell, right, and bring lots of music and arts into the community and draw from all over the Flathead.
Yes, the venues, there's 12 of them. They are all located in downtown Kalispell, all within walking distance. This year, we have 98 performing artists that will be doing over 30 performances in the 12 venues. You can find all of the information on each venue on our website. Mainly, it's concentrated on Main Street, and then the Kalispell Center Mall and the Red Lion Hotel.
I'll put you on the spot in a few minutes and have you highlight perhaps a few things that you might think would be don't misses this year. That website, for your information, we'll give that out a few times, is firstnightflathead.org. It has all the information. And Jill, again, like most first nights around the country, admission is a button, right?
Yes, yes. And we have 14 button outlets throughout the valley. They are $12 in advance and $15 at the door of each venue, day of. And kids 12 and under are free.
First Night is an organization that for many, many years now has had a secondary goal. It's a goal, certainly, to share their public arts and to have a way to celebrate the new year in perhaps a little bit different way. But it's also such a community-building event. Perhaps you could say something, Luke, as a musician who lives in the Valley, about what it's like to perform at an event like this that's different from a lot of the regular gigs that you play.
Yeah, well, I think one of the things that really attracts me to playing this event, this is roughly the third or fourth time that I've played, is that spirit of community, not just because most of the performers, I mean, it's arts that were born here in Montana for the most part. And so you get to celebrate the past year and celebrate the new year with that music and with those performances birthed right here, but also the volunteers and the community, the venues, the businesses that open up their doors and say, let's host this celebration, let's host this party. And so it really is the community coming together to celebrate what is happening here and what has happened in the community. And that's something that really is appealing. And it's, of course, safe for the whole family, which is, you know, a lot of times families are looking for something to do. And this is always a great opportunity to bring the family out.
Did I see on the schedule, Luke, that you're performing somewhat solo and also with your band? Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. This will be the first time that I'm doing that. I split most of my time between the two, with the band and with solo work. And so I'm going to be able to do both at, I believe, at the Forge in Kalispell, be sitting there and hosting that all night. So I'm real excited about that, being able to not only have the energy of the live band, the electric sounds, but also being able to do the acoustic and the songwriter and storytelling things that I love as well.
Well, it sounds like a fun evening for you as a recording artist. You have a number of albums out, of course, and tour pretty extensively around the Northwest and abroad. It must be nice to do something in your hometown and probably for an audience that you otherwise wouldn't get a chance to play for.
It is, and it's, of course, it's great, you know, being somebody who's especially being in Montana. If you're not playing in Montana, even if you are playing in Montana, a lot of times you're driving 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 hours to get out of the state. And so it's obviously, I jump at the chance to play here, especially for such a specific time like the New Year's. And the crowds that come out, like I said, are always, you know, everybody's just looking to celebrate the community, and very supportive of the businesses, the art, and the volunteers. It's a great environment to perform in.
We're talking about First Night Flathead 2014, presented by the Daily Interlake. It happens on New Year's Eve, coming up on Tuesday night in the Flathead area. Actually, events starting in the afternoon with children's events, and also a first night happening, of course, in Missoula and in Spokane as well, in our area. Jill, I'm going to put you on the spot and ask you maybe to highlight just a couple of things. Certainly lots of names that people would know from Montana. I noticed certainly the guitarist Steve Eccles and Lee Zimmerman and Jack Gladstone and a number of others. Give us a few highlights of perhaps musicians or other artists that will be performing.
Well, we have Dan Dubuque, who is also from Polson, that's coming into play. He's very popular. He plays some unique music on a charango and a Weisenborn lap slide guitar. And his venue is always very full and very popular. This year we also have something new, which is the Gas House Gang, which is Lee Zimmerman has put together with Wayo Hogan on piano, playing baseball songs in the voices of all of the legendary baseball players, which should be fun and interesting. And also we have a couple of young popular artists, Halliday Quist and Jenny Snipstead, who are going to be in the Valley for the holidays, that are also going to be playing. The Red Hot Blue Chips, which is a compilation this year for Cajun, Zydeco, and Blutico, with Steve Kelly, Big Daddy, Marshall Noyce, and recording artist Kate McLaughlin, playing some fun stuff throughout the evening at the Fireside Lounge and doing the Countdown to Midnight also. And Marshall Noyce will also be joining them, playing the rub board at the Fireside Lounge at the Red Lion.
It sounds like a wonderful evening of entertainment, of course. The First Night Flathead will be taking place on Tuesday night. Luke, when do your groups play?
I believe 7 o'clock I go on at the Forge solo. And then I believe there's a band, Can of Arrows, a new band that's started up this year. They're going to follow my setup. And then the band goes on at 9. I tell you what, man, I'm looking forward to the Zydeco band. That just sounds cool, kicking off into the new year.
We've been talking about First Night Flathead today. First Night Flathead 2014, presented by the Daily Interlake, takes place on New Year's Eve. Events start at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, go until 12:30 in the morning to celebrate New Year's. There's information online at firstnightflathead.org or by calling this number, 253-2471. We've been talking about First Night Flathead 2014, and proceeds of the buttons go to the Glacier Conservancy as well. I've been talking today with Jill Redman, one of the organizers, part of the design and public relations team for First Night Flathead, and also recording artist and songwriter Luke Dollar, who lives in the Flathead Valley and will be performing on Tuesday night. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Michael.